You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
What the world needs is salt. Salty talk and salty behavior that leaves a tangy taste in the mouths of people everywhere.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Father and friend, give us eyes to see the things that really matter, and hearts that do not become too much attached to the things that do not really matter. Open our eyes to the glory of your grace in your Son Jesus, and hearts that we may trust you to save us from ourselves and from the evil that surrounds us on every side. Lord God, make us to be light that shines, and salt that is pungent and tasty in your service. In the name of Jesus, amen. Does it matter that people have faith in Jesus Christ? Does it matter that they have faith in anyone or anything at all? Does it matter that people have a sense of right and wrong in their personal lives? Does it matter that they have certain standards which govern their behavior toward others? It matters a great deal, said Jesus Christ. He told his followers plainly what he expected of them. You are the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its taste, how will things be salted? From that time on, the salt is good for nothing except to be thrown out so that people can walk all over it. Jesus went on to say that he expected his followers to be the light of the world. A city situated on the top of a hill simply cannot be concealed. People don't light a candle and then put it under an airtight container. They put it on a candlestick, and it gives light to everyone in the house. So let your light shine in front of men, he told them, that they may see your good works and may give glory to your Father who is in heaven. All of this comes from the Sermon on the Mount, recorded in the 5th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning with the 13th verse. He put the cap on this part of his remarks when he said, "Don't think that I came to wipe out the law and the prophets. I came not to wipe out, but to fill out and to complete the law and the prophets." Does it matter or not that people do what is right and proper? Jesus said, "It matters a great deal." What the world needs is salt, salty talk and salty behavior that leaves a tangy taste in the mouths of people everywhere. Salt is something the world has never been able to do without. There have been times in certain parts of the world when salt commanded the highest price of any commodity. Among the crown jewels of England are salt cellars for the preservation and dispensation of this precious commodity. Those salt cellars constitute an impressive part of the display in the Tower of London. It may be typical of our own time that salt is no longer in short supply, and people often use too much of it. Salt has to be used sparingly to do its work. Salt has to have a strong taste, a good salty tang to do what it is supposed to do. When salt becomes cheap, it sits around and loses its saltiness. From that time on, it's good for nothing except to be walked underfoot by people. Jesus made no bones about it that he wanted his people, the ones who claimed to know him and trust him, to be real salt, where even a little does a lot. The salt of a lot of the followers of Jesus has lost its savor. It doesn't have the taste it ought to have. It isn't tangy enough to make anybody notice it. Does it matter? It matters a lot for the whole world. Jesus said of his salt, the kind he expects his people to be, "You are the salt of the earth." The world needs the salt of Jesus. It needs to know him and what he is like. The world needs to understand that Jesus is not someone you can take or leave. Jesus towers over all of human history, and his cross will always remain the apex of that history. There's no question about where Jesus stood and where he stands today. There's no mistaking about what he said and what he did. He stood on the solid ground of his sonship with his Father. He followed the design of his Father, and he kept at it to what people usually call the bitter end. He died, not for his own sins, but for the sins of the world. People do find this hard to understand. Others have suffered martyrdom for their religious beliefs, their political beliefs, and sometimes just because they were alive at the wrong time. The death of Jesus, however, is more than martyrdom, memorable as such an offering might be. The death of Jesus is not just a demonstration of what the world can do to a good man. Demonstrations have their place in history, but the death of Jesus is more than a demonstration. It is God acting to save the world. The offering of Jesus is God's grace in action. The cross has become a worldwide symbol only because Jesus died there to make good, to atone for human sin, to make good that which cannot be made good in any other way. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Does it matter that you have faith in Jesus? It matters a great deal. It's the difference between life and death. The death of Jesus provides the salt of salvation to all who put their trust in him. Faith in Jesus makes life tangy again, sparkling with life in the midst of darkness. Does it matter that Jesus died? It matters a great deal, even to God. Christ Jesus went in all obedience, even into death, and that the death of a common criminal. His Father raised him from the dead and gave him a name above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess, finally, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Does it matter to have faith in Jesus? It matters a great deal. People in despair over themselves, over the way things have been going and the way in which they have been doing things, find a new hope in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. They trust him that he died for them and that he rose from the dead for them. They trust him that he lives for them in his lordship over the past and the present and the future. There's forgiveness and life. Jesus himself lives in the hearts of his people by faith. They themselves can live again. If that doesn't matter, I don't know what does. Does it matter? St. Paul said it matters a lot. The great God who first said, "Let there be light," has shined into our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. The world needs the salt and the light of Jesus. The world must be able to find that salt and to see that light in the lives of the people who come to know Jesus as their Savior and Lord. For the sake of the world, Jesus lived and died. And for the sake of the world, the people of Jesus need to listen to him. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. If the salt has lost its taste, how in the world can it salt anything? It's henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot by people. It's a sorry situation when you cannot distinguish the people of God from the people who do not know God and don't even want to know him. When I was a boy, growing up in the area of central Illinois, made famous by Abraham Lincoln, I first heard the story about how honest Abe Lincoln was. The story was that he walked miles in order to return to its rightful owner the penny which Lincoln had failed to give him when he bought something from the store that Lincoln was operating at the time. Tell that story to someone today, and they'll probably say, "You mean to tell me that Lincoln walked miles to return just one penny? What a dope! Just a penny? That doesn't matter. He should have kept it. He could have lied and said he found it. He could have just forgotten about it and told nobody about it. Today, when people steal millions, what does a penny matter? Bending the rules is the order of the day." Time magazine quoted a Harvard sociologist last year who said, "The ethics of United States society is in danger of becoming this. You're a fool if you obey the rules." The article goes on to list some of the ways in which individuals, business firms, and even the government break the laws of the land. Reference is made in the article to those who write graffiti on the walls of buildings, on water towers, and in other places that do not belong to them. The writer says they turn public surfaces into visual rubbish. Litter bugs convert their communities into trash dumps. The magazine goes on to describe companies that illegally bury hazardous chemical wastes into an unauthorized location. It says drunk driving kills 25,000 people and injures at least 650,000 each year. The European said to me at the close of last year, "I don't believe any statistics unless I falsified them myself." The police commissioner of New York City says, "Today it's a 50-50 toss-up as to whether people will stop for a red light." The government has been known to destroy laws by failing to enforce them, or by enforcing them in ways that deliberately encourage noncompliance. Dishonesty and deceit have a way of becoming a way of life. Honesty and truth get shortchanged all over the place. Jesus said to his followers, "You are the salt of the earth. If the salt loses its savor, how in the world can anything be salted? From then on, the salt doesn't have any value at all except to be thrown out and to be walked over by people." Jesus was telling his followers, all of them, numbered by the millions over the entire world today, "You are the salt of the earth. You're the preservative of the world. Does it matter?" It certainly does. What the world needs is the positive witness and the preserving influence of Christ's people whose salt has not lost its taste. Just one incident of honesty and truthfulness enlivened by the salt of Christ, giving light to the death and the resurrection of Christ, has a rippling effect. It's like a stone thrown into a lake. Ripples or little waves spread out in every direction. They do that by the power God has put into the world, in the case of human affairs, through his Holy Spirit. An incident like that is often so rare that it justifies a newspaper story about it. Why should it be so rare? Why does one have to look for a newspaper story? Does it matter to be honest and truthful? It matters a great deal. It matters a lot for the health of the world. A pastor I know has been keeping files for the last 33 years of newspaper clippings which talk about church members. He says that some of the stories are good and some are bad. He comments that there's more bad news than good news. Then he told me about four of his young people who were walking through a nearby shopping area, and outside a bank, one of the four found a wallet. The wallet contained $338 in cash, at least three uncashed checks, and the owner's driver's license. The man's phone number was not in the wallet. They discovered that his phone number was unlisted. After much persistence, they finally made contact with the man. Imagine the surprise and happiness of this man when he got the wallet back with all of its contents. In this case, honesty was rewarded, both by the man and by the newspaper. That's not always the case. Sometimes when you are honest and law-abiding, people laugh at you. They call you a dope or other names. Sometimes even worse things happen. People shake their fists at you and offer to punch you in the nose. Doing the right thing is not always pleasant. Sometimes it's dangerous. But it's the way of Jesus. He considers it important not only to avoid doing things that are bad, but to be willing to do things that are positive, practical, and good. Does it really matter? It matters a great deal to Jesus. It matters a great deal to the whole world. It matters. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how in the world will anything be salted? From that time on, the salt is good for nothing except to be thrown out and used as a footpath by the world. Echoing the words of Jesus, St. Paul said, "Everything you do or say should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus." He was saying this to people, of course, whom God had called to be his own through faith in Jesus Christ. St. Paul said that. You are the people of God. He loved you and chose you for his own. Therefore, you must put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Be helpful to one another. And to all these, add love, which binds all things together in perfect unity. Does it matter to do what is right and appropriate? It matters a great deal. It's a witness to the whole world that Jesus is Lord and Savior. It's the word of truth in action. Back in 1811, the United States Treasury established what is called the Conscience Fund. This is for citizens who feel that they should give back money to the United States government, which they have unjustly withheld. By last year, a total of $4 million had been given back voluntarily to the government. Contributions to this fund usually come anonymously and often with conscience-easing letters. One of the letters recently received read as follows. "Here's $6,000 I owe for back taxes. I haven't been able to sleep nights. If I still can't sleep, I'll send you the rest." That's what St. Paul called the old life, still at work, so to speak. That is the way of life that leads nowhere but to death. Christ says, "You are the salt of the earth." That's the new life. To make things better, more open, more honest, more compelling, more enriching. Does it matter? Who will know, except God himself, how much it matters to the world? Does it matter to you? That's the question of Jesus to you, and also his positive encouragement. "You can trust me," he says. "You can depend upon my forgiveness. You are called to a new life. Have faith in me and become the salt of the earth, the light of the world." Amen.